Hello. Welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, so great to be coming here once again this morning. And today, I want to continue what I started yesterday concerning God being a father. God is a father. It's so comforting to know that God is a father. You know, when I was younger, I used to think that God hated me. I used to think that there was a problem with me, that, you know, God only existed to destroy me. You know, but when I grew up and I found these things out in the Bible, I became so excited. God seems to be a very scary person in my life. You know, I didn't even know I could even get close to God. You see, God is our Father, like I said to you yesterday. God is our Father. God has become our Father. If you are born again, then God is your Father. The devil is the father of all the others who are not born again. That is why we must get people born again. You see, he's called the God of this world. He's the father of this world. You see, that's why Jesus said to the Pharisees that you're of your father the devil. You're of your father the devil. Even though those guys are so spiritual, they look so wonderful. Because they had the nature of the devil in them, they were the father, they were the sons of the devil, or the children of the devil. You see. But if you're born again, then you become a child of God. And God has become your father. I want you to awaken to the fatherhood of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, today, I want to share some few things, some more along this line. You know, if you read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says that for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. You see, he's the one from whom all fatherhood derives his name. He's the father of fathers. He's the father of fathers. And he's my father. He's your father as well. If you are born again, he's your father as well. Now, he's not just a father for nothing. You know, there are some things that fathers are to do. You know, when you read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, he says that ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek. This is Jesus talking. It says ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And it says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? He says, which one of you, you know, which one of you will do that? Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, he will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? How can you give your son a serpent or a snake when he asks you for a fish? No father does that, you see. No father does that. No father gives his son a stone when he requests for bread. Nobody does that. Then verse 11 says, if you, then being evil, you know, man on a natural, Jesus was talking to the people there. It says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children. You see, even in man's evil state, he knows how to give good gifts unto his children. How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? How much more? How much more? How much more? You know the idea that God's fatherhood cannot be compared. There's no ground, there's no foundation for comparing God's fatherhood to man's fatherhood. God's fatherhood exceeds all. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask of him? So God is not afraid of you asking. God wants you to ask. What is it that you need? He has become your Father now. Ask. He says, ask and receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asketh, receiveth. So ask and receive. And he that seeketh, findeth. So seek and you shall find. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. God is ready to give all good things to you. Now, it's so interesting. Go to Psalm 68 verse 19. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Every single day, God the Father has some benefits for you and I. He has some benefits for you and I, something to enjoy. I said, He is in your life to give you good gifts. Good gifts. Hallelujah. Good gifts of healing. Good gifts of prosperity, good gifts of joy, of peace, of love. God is in your life to help you. I said, He has become your Father. Yes, I know He's the judge of the universe, but He's your Father now. And because He's your Father now, He's in your life to do you good. Says, how much more? How much more? The Father who is in heaven, your Father who is in heaven, how much more shall He, if He then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask of him? There are good things. He says he daily loads us with benefits. Today there are some benefits for you. There's benefit of joy. There's benefit of peace. There's benefit of prosperity. There's benefit of health. There's benefit of forgiveness. There's benefit of grace for you today. Receive all of these things for yourself. Stop thinking negatively concerning God and hence concerning yourself. That is how the devil would have you think. Don't think like that. Know that God has become your father. Know that God is not against you. He's not. He's not. He has never been and he will never be. Hallelujah. Tomorrow I'm going to enlighten you concerning the benefits of the Lord. The benefits that God is in my life for. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.